Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the fifth chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, the 20th verse, where Jesus says, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Whenever we confess our faith in the words of the Creed, we confess our belief that the Lord Jesus will, on the last day, come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. That means that at every moment of our lives, we are on our way to the final judgment by God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. In today's Gospel, read just a few moments ago, our Lord uses the picture of an accused man and his accuser on the way to court, on the way to judgment. Jesus says, "Make friends quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." And Jesus says, "Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven." These are stern words. You might even say they're grim words. No wonder, then, that the Gospel writer Matthew tells us that when Jesus had finished these sayings, the crowds were alarmed at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. Now, nothing was more precious to devout Jews then and now than the law of God which had been given through Moses. Referring to that law given through Moses from God, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said to the men of old, 'You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you," In saying this, Jesus is openly claiming that he himself is on the same exalted level as the giver of the law, who is God. And the reason why the people were alarmed at Jesus' teaching is because they hear a human being speaking with an authority that belongs to God. And so in their sight, Jesus is either falsely claiming an authority he doesn't have, or Jesus really does speak with the authority of God himself. As Christians, this is precisely what we believe with all our heart, that Jesus speaks with the authority of God himself. Because the man his contemporaries knew as that humble rabbi from Nazareth is in fact God in the flesh, who had come into this world not to abolish the holy law of God, but to fulfill it perfectly. In his Sermon on the Mount, from which today's Gospel is taken, Jesus takes God's holy law and he reveals its true inner meaning. He shows that God's law is concerned not only with what you and I actually do, but also with the words we speak, and even the thoughts of our heart. And so, the hate-filled heart, the angry and cruel word, are no less sinful than murder. And as Jesus says, everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. People often speak of the beauty of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Yes, his Sermon on the Mount is beautiful, but its beauty is like that of a frightening thunderstorm, like that of the lowering cloud of a tornado. Because in his Sermon on the Mount, our Lord unveils the sinfulness not only of our deeds, but of our hearts and our words. And so of itself, this Sermon on the Mount can only bring us to despair. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven. What a word of judgment that is. But what good news it is when we learn that that righteousness can only be the righteousness of the Lord Jesus, not ours. The righteousness of Jesus, who came into the world to fulfill God's law perfectly as our substitute, and also as our substitute to suffer God's just judgment on us sinners as he dies on the cross. The only perfect righteousness, the righteousness which exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, is the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself, the righteousness which is ours through faith. As St. Paul writes, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ's righteousness like a garment. Or in the words of the old hymn, Jesus' blood and righteousness, my jewels are, my glorious dress. In these before my God I'll stand when I shall reach the heavenly land. Or as we just sang in that well-loved hymn, nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. And the peace of God which passes understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And now let us rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father.